Hello.
It's just that they get some orders. Okay, so I'm gonna write that starter thing. Yeah, they're still working on it. That's just the preliminary thing. I thought it was good. This song. Yeah. That'll be fun. Oh, they can. You're on the phone. It was me. I'm so sorry. Listening closer than usual.
They, I know. They have, we have a new sound system, not yet new mics. They're on.
Oh,
doesn't that sound beautiful?
It does sound well.
No.
I knew something was different when I'm looking at it like.
Yep.
Doing fine.
Good. Maybe hear that.
We are. We're.
All right. It is 6 o'clock on the clock. We will go ahead and welcome everybody to the Pleasant View Planning Commission meeting for Thursday, October 3rd. It is 6 o'clock. We'd like to call to order with the start of we'll ask Commissioner Stokes to lead us in Pledge of Allegiance and an opening prayer, reading, expression of thought, and we'll go to that.
And to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Our Father in heaven, we are grateful for this day. We are grateful for all the many blessings that we have. We ask you to please watch over us tonight as that we meet as Planning Commission, that we're aware of the needs and the concerns of our community, and that we are able to conduct ourselves in a manner that's pleasing unto thee. And please bless all of those that are serving our communities and our country at this time. And we say these things in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you. We'll go ahead. Everybody's had a chance to look at the agenda for tonight. Is there anyone that needs to have a declaration of conflict of interest for tonight's meeting agenda? Okay, hearing of none, we will go ahead and move on. First, I'd like to recognize that we have David, Manya, Julie, Andy, Jeff, John, and Dean in attendance at this point. Will you please let us know if Sean joins?
Sean is on
Zoom. Okay, and Sean is on Zoom joining the call today. We'll go ahead and we'll start with approval of the minutes. We have the June 6th and the July 11th. Minutes were sent out to commissioners to review, and I do know that there's a few different comments. I made a notice misspelling only on June 6th and on the 11th that I was in attendance for as much of the communication technology would allow me to. We appreciate Julie filling in at that time for that meeting. Are there any other adjustments to the minutes for tonight? Hearing of none, is there anybody that would like to make a motion?
A motion to approve.
Wow.
Our new sound system with bad mics.
New sound system is very loud.
I shall motion to approve.
We have a motion to approve by Dean. Do we have a second?
I'll second.
We have a second by Manya. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any
aye.
Opposed? Okay, we will go ahead and move to administrative items. Just from an administrative question first, Amy. There are seven of us here, but Sean's on the phone, so John will be the alternate tonight. Is that correct?
So we actually pulled the rules, and so John can participate as long as there's individuals that are not present.
Okay, but there's seven of us.
Oh.
And then Sean's the seventh, so does John. He can participate, but he wouldn't be the voting member tonight.
Yes, that is correct.
Okay. So Sean, we'll accept your vote if you'll pay attention. John, a full member of discussion and in and out and anything else. And I just need to make sure I remember to bring that up each time. Administrative site plan for consideration of a proposed site plan for the fast food restaurant located at approximately 1722 West, 2700 North. We'll go ahead and ask staff to present, and we'll go to that point.
Okay, thank you so much. Before you this evening is a proposal for a site plan for a fast food restaurant located in the Gateway West Zone. The acreage for the parcel where this would be located is just under an acre, so 0.85 acres. In looking at and reviewing with our code and design standards, the building elevations the colors and materials are compatible with the approved uses. There was a little bit of a question on the breakdown of the building materials, and so there is a requirement in the code with that, with the amount of stucco and brick and stone, and that the building shall include no more than 30% of stucco. And you'll see before you, and appreciate Tammy handing those copies out. They did send new elevation plans that address the need to meet the amount of stucco that meets our code. So that was adjusted to meet that. The next one with regard to lighting, just the code requirements include site security lighting designed to enhance the architectural quality of the development. Screening of the lights from residential areas is required, and glare from off traffic areas minimized. Lighting consistency utilizing a design approved for the entire area is required in the parking lots, near sidewalks, and landscaping. No lights that are unnecessary for regular business after 10 p.m. and lights in the vicinity of residential neighborhoods are restricted. And bollard illuminating pedestrian accessway lights are required. And so when looking at the proposed plans, there isn't specific clarification on the intended lighting plans regarding hours of use and specific to the neighboring residential property areas, and just that some additional information would be helpful in making this determination. And then with the traffic management and parking, I know that we had a lot of discussion on this on recent items, but parking lot access is to be evaluated as part of an overall plan using best management practices and city standards. All of the ADA requirements are required to be met as part of the design of any pedestrian way. Traffic management of the parking areas shall integrate these areas with the streets and adjacent uses to facilitate safe flow of traffic at each point on the on-site pedestrian walkway system. Crosses a parking lot or internal street or driveway, the walkway or crosswalk shall be clearly marked through the use of a change in elevation or paving materials distinguished by color, texture, or height, and then walkway through a connecting parking lot is required and subject to city approval. And then with city approval, the walkway may be shared by adjoining parcels. Sidewalks constructed of concrete and stamped concrete at driveway intersections and other key pedestrian areas. A detailed pedestrian circulation plan and providing at least two bicycle parking spaces. The proposed plan does provide clear pedestrian and vehicular paths and generally meets code requirements. Number of parking spaces meets the requirements of the code. ADA requirements are met with two ADA stalls installed as part of the design. And there is also a bicycle rack showing the requirements of the code. More clarification about the transition of pedestrian areas from through the vehicular traffic area would be helpful to ensure that those standards are met. And then with regards to the landscaping, The current code requires 12% landscaped in this zone, including options for xeriscape, and the proposal does meet the landscaping requirements and provides significant detail in the landscaping varieties of plants, trees, mixed gravel types, and xeriscape. And in discussing this with the city's DRC group, the overall indication the project meets the requirements with various engineering, fire, public work standards. The project is within the Buena Vista district and will be serviced accordingly. Geotechnical and other required evaluations were also completed prior. So with that, there are some staff recommendations, and I have one in addition to this. So the first one can actually probably be removed, because that was confirming the building exterior materials are consistent with the Gateway West zone. That has been addressed. So that condition would be recommended for removal by staff, but confirming the materials of pedestrian materials for pedestrian crossings meet standards in the code, we would ask that remain in there, and probably a DRC determination would suffice. Providing detailed lighting plans and components meeting DRC approval through ensuring that all lighting standards are being met. And then we understand that they're awaiting UDOT final approval for the site plan traffic plan pattern. So that would be a recommendation for approval. And then also just in talking with our engineer, had time to go through and make sure all of the red lines were addressed. So she just asked that we please have a recommendation that all of the engineering red lines be addressed. With that, I welcome any questions.
Oh, if the applicant.
Yes.
Karen, right?
Are you Karen?
Yes.
Nice to meet you. So we do have the applicant here as well.
I was hoping they were represented. I was going to ask that. So thank you for attending.
Nice to meet you, Karen. Thanks for being here.
Hey, thank you, staff, for that presentation. Do we have any questions for staff about the presentation?
I have a question on the lighting. Just on the building, it says open late night. So just wondering, what are the hours of operation, or when it's saying open late night, how late are we looking at?
If you'll just come state your name and address for the record.
I'm Karen Wallace with Magellan Architects, and my office is 8383 158th Avenue Northeast, number 280, Redmond, Washington, 98052. As far as the hours, I know some Jack in the Boxes are 24/7. And others are just late, and so they kind of change the signage based on whether it's 24 hours or late. And I'm trying to remember what late means. I think it's midnight, but I actually don't really remember, to be honest.
And I can try to look it up, and it does show on the side of this. I don't believe it's a 24-hour late location, because it has signage that says open late night.
Exactly. Yeah, they kind of make a difference depending on which one they are, but it's possible that that's not 100%.
And it could
sign package
change as well. I don't know if we saw the sign package.
Yeah, it's a sign package in the electrical site plan.
I'm sorry, we may not have done a full review on the sign package, just because typically that's something that comes at building permit.
Yeah, because when I first submitted, I didn't have that yet. And I think about a week later, I got it. So I forwarded that on.
No worries.
In case that helped, but.
Yeah, I'll look for that. But ultimately, it sounds like the business hours can range from open till, 11 or 12 or 24 hours.
Right. Yeah, it all depends on, the area and what they expect for, customer service.
And the only reason I was asking was the no lights shall be used that are unnecessary for regular business, particularly after 10 p.m. But, that's really very vague, because who determines what is necessary?
What's regular?
Regular business. I mean, the truth is, it's vague. So probably.
It's going to be a commercial area for people knew that it's going to be a commercial.
Yeah, it's a commercial area. So I didn't think it matters. I was just wondering how the hours pertain to what we've got there.
There is a masonry wall separating the business from the residential area, though, might help.
Yeah.
Other questions for staff or the petitioner? Quick question for me is, did we get out the road traffic patterns worked out kind of between us, between this parcel and the neighboring two parcels? And then part two to that question is, in your opening presentation, you said that we were waiting for UDOT to review and approve. There's not a connection with UDOT. So what is it? Educate me. What is it that they approved?
Maybe Karen can, I don't know.
We're still being educated here.
We had a preliminary meeting with UDOT, and from what we understood, because it's a shared access, there wouldn't be any requirements. And then an email came forward that there was a requirement for some type of approval. So I think it's just because it's a shared use of the driveway. Don't anticipate a lot of snags there, but obviously we'd want our approvals contingent on that. If you look at page 5 of your packet, this provides a good outline of kind of how those areas coincide and the traffic patterns would move. And ultimately, looking at, so the bottom part is 2700. And sorry, we don't have a screen. It's not working tonight, but we do have a nice sound system. So if you're looking kind of moving upward, there's the vehicular traffic here. There is a right turn out only. Obviously, this interconnects over to the signalized intersection over by the Jimmy John's. Coming up through, they've added these stalls that are pull-through stalls and really for safety reasons so that you don't have individuals backing back onto the main egress and ingress there. And then coming up and around, you can kind of see some of those arrows where the vehicular traffic may move. And then there's kind of the pedestrian patterns where the sidewalks are as well. But ultimately, it would come and wrap around the building through this drive-through.
So it can be accessed either next to, what is that, Dutch Jones or Dutch Brothers?
Dutch Bros.
Or you can go out and go out past Einstein's and then get
correct.
To the left.
Yep. So, and really, I will compliment, and this is part of the PUD discussion we had last month with the commission, but I will compliment the development groups here because I feel like there has been some cohesion and working together to try to identify these traffic patterns and make sure there's adequate parking with it. So you'll notice there are some stalls that are being modified at the top area of this. However, again, you see next to the site, there's many stalls being installed to ensure adequacy for parking, and it does meet parking requirements in the zone. And so it does kind of loop up and around and cut through that side angle and then back through. My anticipation would be a lot of the traffic would just come kind of right out there so they can come out right, but they may very well cut back through and go to the light.
We were just coming ahead of time before that I've seen a lot of these, the older ones used to have sit down, but some of the newer ones here in Utah, I've noticed that they're a drive through only. What, I can't quite tell from this. Are we a drive through only?
I don't think we included a plan, but there is a dining room.
Okay, so there is. That's what I'm just looking at from a parking standpoint.
Yeah, front of the building, that's so that there's some dining availability for the car to drive through. And the entrance for the dining is actually on the corner. So it's the corner of the building.
And the east side.
It's facing east.
Yeah.
And it's next to the handicap parking stalls.
Correct. Good. Other questions for the petition or staff? Thank you. Okay. Open up for discussion amongst commissioners. Real quick, this is a administrative, so it's no need for
public hearing. Yeah,
okay.
Correct.
Just double checking. Any discussion items? Thoughts? If not, I am open for
a motion. I like Jack in the Box.
I'm anxious to try it again. I'll go on record as it's been a long time since I've been there.
I heard about their ice cream today.
Oh,
I didn't know.
Why do you tell that with one of our audience members that has a craving for that? So. Okay, questions, thoughts? Anyone that would like to make a motion at this time?
I don't have anything. Are we ready for a motion? Let me do it.
Yes, please.
I motion to approve as presented by staff with all of the recommendations by staff and the Red Line Engineering and all concerns that UDOT may have be addressed prior to final.
We have a motion by Commissioner Stokes. Do we have a second? We have a second by Jeff. Any discussion on the motion on the table? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? And thank you very much. We're excited to have you in town. I will suggest one thing. I know you passed the signed ordinance. We just strongly suggest they read it and not give us those flag lot signs and all the crazy stuff, but make sure that they follow the regulations. We strongly encourage that. We welcome you into the city. It's going to be fun to see another business show up. Thank you.
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. We'll look forward to trying it.
Okay, let's go ahead. Are there any other business items at this time from staff? Wow, you guys, this is going to be easy.
That's next month.
Staff members, anything from the staff?
Oh, I do have something.
Okay.
And I believe that I sent it out, but we do have your holiday social schedule. It will save the date. I don't know if it was workable for everybody. November 21st.
November 21st, and I looked at that, and I think that works.
It's 30.
Oh, I've actually got it on there. Save the date.
Okay.
That's it. Any thoughts, questions for that date, November 21st, possible social commission social? Okay. Anything else from the commission for tonight?
Oh, I'm so sorry.
Keep going.
I do this to the mayor sometimes too, and I don't mean to. Hey, we have here tonight, and she's here to visit. She won't be at all of our meetings, but we did want to introduce her, and I thought this was a good meeting to introduce her, so we didn't scare her away. This is Nitza, and she's our new planner tech.
Welcome.
We're so excited to have her. She's helping us with a lot of different planning related things. So we've got Nitza and Tammy, and we're moving full steam ahead. Excited.
We're going to get a lot done now.
Oh yeah.
We've got all kinds of hands on deck. We're expecting a lot of things. So thank you for joining us tonight. We appreciate any help we can get, because we know the more that happens behind the scenes, then we'll get it on our plate and we can move forward. So there's a lot of work that takes place before it gets here, and we do appreciate that. Okay, anything else?
I can make another motion for you.
Dean's made a motion that we adjourn.
I have motion we adjourn.
All in favor, say aye.
Let me know when the mics are off.
Thank you very much.
Thank you all. And John, hey. Thank you. Yeah. Sorry, I forgot Sean was on, so I'm like, hey, John.
Amy. Thank you for letting me do this electronically.
Thank you, Sean.
Thanks, Sean. Yep.
Thank you.
The recording stopped.
November Planning Commission.